I was thinking last year in our Sunday services. We started by finishing our series on Acts. If you remember, we did it for a whole year. We finished it
a skončili sme to
2022.
2022.
Then we took a break.
Potom sme mali pauzu.
And we started a new series.
A potom sme začali novú sériu.
Which is our Battle of Your Mind.
To bola tá Vyhraj vojnu mysli séria.
And there's one thing I know for sure.
Jednu vec viem isto.
In fact, I have two things. I don't know for sure. I will tell you one first. The one thing I know for sure is in
2023,
you will have ups and downs. Ups and downs. Or as my Bible reading notes say, it says battles and blessings. Because we know for sure that this year there will be things which are good, things that are not so good. We finished our series on the battle for the mind. But in 2023, the battle for your mind will continue. Because the devil is still trying to get you to think his way. There will still be lies that you will be given and start to believe. There will still be disappointments. But there will also be great blessings. And the funny thing is that sometimes you see my arrows. That sometimes the blessings and the battles happen at the same time. So in your work, you could be having great blessings.
Môžeme napríklad v práci úžasné požehnanie.
And at home, great battles.
Ale doma nejaké boje.
Or it could be the other way around. You know, it can happen all of the time.
Sa to stále, yeah.
And we even saw this with Jesus.
A videli sme to aj u Ježiša.
He had the great blessing of the baptism.
Mal to úžasné požehnanie, keď bol pokrstený.
The Father saying, this is my son.
Keď znelo z neba, že toto je môj syn.
And the next thing we know, he's being tempted by the devil in the wilderness.
A potom je tu ďalšom momente, vieme, že bol pokúšaný na púšti.
Ups and downs, battles and blessings.
Takže to ste rozmutí a pády a požehnania a boje.
It was interesting for me, and as I started to speak.
To mne bolo zaujímavé, že keď som začal hovoriť dnes,
but Petro and Zdenka looked at our stronghold.
Tak aj Petro a Zdenka sa pozerali na naše pevnosti.
Because we wrote up there some lies that we have been believing.
Tam sme napísali nejaké klamstvá, ktorým veríme.
And also some Bible verses which tell us that they are lies.
A tiež verše z Biblie, ktoré nám hovoria, že sú to klamstvá.
And then some statements or declarations of what we should believe.
A nejaké výzvy, čomu by sme mali veriť.
And I'd like to encourage you throughout 2023 to keep writing things on there.
A chcel by som vás povzbudiť, aby aj v 2023 roku ste tam písali nejaké tie verše.
The beautiful colored pens are there.
A tie farebné perá sú tam na to.
Beautiful color.
Krásne.
And the beautiful paper, all colorful. And you can put something on there to encourage us. You've had this. This is what the Bible says. This is how we can overcome. I don't know about you, but I look on there during the worship time.
Ja sa tam niekedy pozriem, keď chválime počas chvál.
And I try to understand the Slovak. I have no chance with Ukrainian. The English is okay. But feel free, whenever you come in here, you can write something and put it on there. But this morning, I would like to look at three passages in the Bible. And it's three characters who faced battles. And we're going to look at what they chose to do. So the first person is David. And we're in Psalm chapter 3. So you can turn to Psalm chapter 3. So Psalm. Psalm 3. If I read it in English, then his name who can read in Slovak. It's only English. So, Lord, how many foes? How many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord, are my shield around me. My glory, the one who lifts my head high. I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. Arise, Lord, deliver me, my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessings be on your feet.
Hospodine, ako mnoho je mojich nepriateľov. Mnohí povstávajú proti mne. Mnohí o mne hovoria, pre neho niet pomoci u Boha. Sela. Ale ty, Hospodine, si mojim štítom, si mojou slávou. Ty mi dvíhaš hlavu. Keď nahlas volám k Hospodinovi, on mi odpovedá zo svojho svätého vrchu. Sela. Ľahol som si a zaspal som. Prebudil som sa, lebo Hospodin ma podopiera. Nebojím sa desiatok tisíc ľudí, ktorí ma obkľučujú. Ó, povstaň, Hospodine, pomôž mi, ó Bože môj. Veď všetkých mojich nepriateľov zbil si po tvári a bezbožníkom vylamal si zuby. U Hospodina je záchrana a nad tvojim ľudom tvoje požehnanie. Sela.
Thank you, Stanford. So David's in trouble.
David má problémy.
His son is trying to kill him. I don't know if it's the same in the Slovak Bible or the Ukrainian one. But it's actually said at the start of the psalm. The psalm of David when he fled from his son Absalom. It's partly David's fault because he had this son, it's because of his unfaithfulness. So he has to decide how to solve his problems. His problems are a bit worse than ours, I would say.
I'm not sure.
Tens of thousands of people against you is quite harsh. But he could do what most of the other kings did. Most of the other kings chose to do it their way. But David chose to call out to God. And God would lift David's head up high to see him. And then God would answer David's prayers. So when in trouble, what did David do? He calls out to God. Doesn't trust himself. He calls out to God. Now, Story number two.
Dobre, príbeh číslo 2.
I'm excited about this one.
Dobre, teším sa na tento.
Matthew chapter 2.
Matúš, kapitola 2.
And it's the first 11 or 12, first 12 verses.
Prvých 12 veršov.
So Matthew chapter 2.
Matúš 2.
Yeah. 1 to 12. Mm-hmm. Senka, can you read all of that 1 to 12? I won't read in English, you'll take too long.
Keď sa Ježiš narodil v ľudskom Betleheme za čias kráľa Herodesa, aj hľa, mudrci od východu prišli do Jeruzalema a pýtali sa, kde je ten narodený kráľ židovský? Videli sme totiž jeho hviezdu na východe a prišli sme sa mu pokloniť. Keď to počul kráľ Herodes, predesil sa a s ním celý Jeruzalem. Zhromaždil všetkých veľkňadov a zákonníkov ľudu a vypytoval sa ich, kde sa má narodiť Mesiáš. Odpovedali mu v judskom Betleheme, tak ako píše prorok. A ty, Betlehem, judská zem, nie si najmenší medzi vývodiacimi mestami judskými, lebo z teba vyjde vodca, ktorý bude pásť môj ľud izraelský. Na to Herodes sa ich povypytoval na čas, kedy sa zjavila hviezda. A keď ich posielal do Betlehema, povedal, chodte, dôkladne sa prezvedajte o tom dieťatku a keď ho nájdete, oznámte mi, aby som aj ja išiel pokloniť sa mu. Oni vypočuli kráľa a odišli. A hľa, hviezda, ktorú videli na východe, šla pred nimi, až sa zastavila nad miestom, kde bolo dieťatko. Keď uzreli hviezdu, zaradovali sa veľkou radosťou. I vošli do domu, uvideli dieťatko s matkou Máriou, padli na tvár a kláňali sa mu. Potom otvorili svoje klenotnice a obetovali mu dary. Zlato, kadidlo a mirhu. A keď sa im vo sne dostalo napomenutia, aby sa nevracali k Herodesovi, vrátili sa inou cestou do svojej krajiny.
So it was Three Kings Day on Friday.
Sviatok bol Troch kráľov. Sviatok Troch kráľov.
No mention of Three Kings, but hey. We got the Magi. And this story fascinates me. And I was listening to one man talk about this story. And these guys, they traveled probably about
800-900 miles. So kilometers, that's even
further. Yeah. They didn't travel by car, of course. It's a long way to travel. And we think they came from Persia. We think they came from Persia. They would have probably heard about the Israelites and the Jewish faith from things like Daniel.
Takže oni zhruba asi počuli o týto Jews, Židoch a o kráľovi Dávidovi.
No, from Daniel.
A od Daniela.
Daniel, because Daniel was in Persia.
Yeah, well, Daniel bol pri Babylonii.
And he wrote prophecies about the Messiah coming.
O Mesiášovi, ktorý mal prísť.
There was also Balaam, you know Balaam? Prophet Balaam.
Tiež tam bol ten prorok Balaam.
Yeah, he was from around that area as well.
Odtiaľ tiež niekto pochádzal.
And he prophesied about the star of Jacob.
A on proročil o hviezde, ktorá vyjde z Davida.
Star of Jacob. So these guys must have heard all about the Messiah coming.
Takže títo traja museli počuť o tom, že Mesiáš má prísť.
Okay, they knew what the Israelites were expecting.
Poznali to, čo čakali Židia.
They were expecting someone who was going to come and rule.
Židia očakávali niekoho, kto mal prísť a vládnuť.
They weren't expecting what we know as Jesus. They expected someone who was going to come and take over from the Romans. Yeah, this story kind of reminds me of Aladdin. Have you seen Aladdin? Yeah, when he marches into the town, you've got the elephants dancing around, you know? Yeah? These guys are like important, they're coming in to the king. They're not coming in the middle of the night by like and just saying, oh, by the way, we're here to look for a baby. They're not looking for what we know as Jesus. They're looking for this great ruler who has been born. Thinking it's a prince. Yeah, so they get in there. Oh, he's not
here.
And then they think, where is he then? And the king, Herod, is thinking, yeah, where is he now? There's no one who's taking my throne. So then they have to do more research. They see the star moving again. And they follow this star. They're still expecting a prince. They're not expecting to find this toddler. Because, well, he's not a baby by this time, is he? He's like one or two. Yeah, they've been traveling, you know, a while. They come to find this toddler from these people who don't live in their own house. That they don't have their own house. They're still in Bethlehem, but they're not from Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't go back to their original place to start with, do they? Can you imagine these guys with their, whatever they look like, these rich men?
Viete si predstaviť týchto dôležitých, bohatých cestovateľov,
coming to find these poor people,
ktorí našli týchto chudobných ľudí,
and they walk in the door,
a vstúpili do dverí,
and they got gold, frankincense, and
a niesli tam tie tri dary, mirhu, zlato a kadidlo.
They're not suitable gifts for the situation.
Že to nie sú vhodné dary pre tú situáciu.
If it was me,
keby som to bol ja,
I would think, well, they're not expecting these presents, I keep them.
Dary neočakávajú, tak si ich nechám.
Why give that kind of present to this poor boy?
Čo by som mal dávať tieto dôležité dary tomuto chudobnému?
He doesn't look like
a prince to me.
But they chose to worship. They chose in that situation, which really, it must have been strange. You know, we read it like the nice Christmas story where they come and the baby Jesus is there. But the reality is that they were people, weren't they? They arrive and there's this poor boy. But they choose to worship him. They choose to give gold, the frankincense. I wonder if we would have done the same.
A to je to, čo by sme urobili to isté.
Could have invested the gold in Petra somewhere.
They could have gold, they gave it. Oni mu ho dali.
Third story.
Well,
you don't need to look in your Bible, we don't have much time, but the passage is there, Matthew 14. If you want to turn, you can. But in Matthew 14, we find two times where Jesus wants to go and pray. So in verse 13, he wants to go to a solitary place. But why does he want to go to a solitary place? It's because his cousin has been killed. So, John the Baptist, somehow related to Jesus, was killed. What was Jesus' reaction? It was to go and seek God. Again, this is another story we read and we think, oh yes, he got his head cut off and Jesus carried on. But Jesus didn't just carry on. Immediately after, we see that he wanted to go and be alone with his father. Because he must have been thinking, oh, this isn't part of the plan, is it?
There
it is. John's supposed to get his head cut off.
It's going
to happen to me. Is this the way it's going
to
be? The amazing thing is that Jesus goes off to be alone. Everyone follows him. And so then he has to feed 5,000 people through some miracle before he gets to verse
23.
Yeah, so between 13 and 23, he feeds
5,000.
And then he sends everyone away and says, I want to be by myself. His reaction to a battle is to seek his father. By the way, after 23, he then walks on water. So. Because his disciples can't cope with being alone, so he has to go. So in these three stories, we've got similar reactions to battles. We've got calling out to God. We've got choosing to worship. And seeking the Father. All of these people could have done something different. Because they were all people. Who had free will to choose what they could do. I could choose loads more passages from the Bible of the people who had to choose what to do. There's the famous story of Paul and Silas in prison. And they chose to worship in prison. And in my Bible reading this week, there was Abraham. Yeah, and he has the choice.
Abraham tiež na výber.
He's got Lot. And him are together, and it's not working well. They have family problems. Yeah, and he says, Lot, you choose the land you want.
On dal na výber Lotovi, že nech si vyberie čas, kde chce ísť on, s tým jeho dobytkom.
Of course, Lot chooses the nice land. And Abraham is left with the land which isn't so nice.
Abrahamovi zostalo tá nejedna pekná časť.
But he speaks to God.
Ale on hovorí k Bohu.
And God says, don't worry.
A Boh mu hovorí, aby s nima obavy.
I've got something better for you.
Že má niečo ešte lepšie pre neho.
And he did.
I know.
Because Lot's land was next to Sodom. He chose the bad neighbors. But God had a better plan. That's an economic plan. God had a better economic plan. It was a better family plan. So the second thing I'm sure
of.
My beautiful picture. What is it? If you remember from our series before Christmas, we said a million times that our life goes in the direction of our strongest thought. So our life goes in the direction of our strongest thought. And my prayer for us in 2023 is that our strongest thoughts would be to worship, to call out to God, and to seek Father. Because that's the example the Bible shows us.
Lebo to je ten príklad, ktorý nám ukazuje Biblia.
Let's pray together.
Modlíme sa.
Father God, we can't really know what you have in store for us this year.
Bože, Otče, my nevieme, čo máš pre nás na tento rok.
But we've got a pretty good idea that there will be ups and downs.
Ale vieme si predstaviť, že tam nejaké zostupy aj kladí.
Lord, I pray that you'd help us to call out to you.
Pane, modlím sa, aby si nám pomohol volať k tebe.
To worship you.
Aby sme ťa mohli chváliť.
And to seek you.
A hľadať ťa.
In every situation that we face.
V každej situácii, ktorú sa stretneme.
Pray help us to worship in the good times and the bad.
Si nám pomáhal chváliť ťa v dobrých časoch a aj v zlých.
To call out to you in the good times and the bad.
Aby si nám pomáhal volať na teba v dobrých aj v zlých časoch.
And to seek you in the good times and the bad.
A tiež hľadať ťa v dobrých a aj v zlých časoch.
So we ask that you would be with us.
Modlíme sa, aby si bol s nami.
We ask that the Holy Spirit would fill us.
Aby si nás naplnil Tvojim Duchom Svetým.
So that we could be your people.
Aby sme mohli byť Tvojim ľuďmi.
Keeping in step with your spirit.
Aby sme kráčali zároveň Tvojim Duchom.
For your glory.
Na Tvoju slávu.
And for your kingdom.
Na Tvoje kráľovstvo.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.